This is Digital Story Podcast number 818, November 23rd, 2021. Today's theme is Holiday Gifts Under $40 for Photographers. I'm Derek Story. Photographers aren't the easiest folks to buy for. They're picky about their gear. They already have more stuff than anyone realizes. And what they don't have usually costs a lot of money. But there are always a few hidden treasures that are bound to delight, and those goodies are the focus of today's TDS Photography Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. So I have seven very cool gifts for photographers, and each one costs less than $40. And these are things that I think almost any photographer would like, and they're also things that I think many photographers probably don't have right now. Or if they have one or two of these, they certainly don't have all seven. So I'm going to go through this list and describe each one a little bit, and hopefully there'll be something on here that can help you out with your photographer buddy, photographer partner, photographer spouse, or you, right? Or you may be tempted by one of these as well. Now, as always, I have all the links in the show notes, as well as the descriptions and everything else. And I have pictures of the items there as well. Okay, let's start with the first one, the Hiata Anti-Fog Belt Lens Heater. This is a $20 gift. Now, this is something I'm going to tell you right now. That's a brand new item, and it's just now coming into stock. So you have to keep an eye out for this, all right? What I would do is go ahead and reserve it. You know, say, hey, let me know the minute it comes in. And chances are very good you'll still be able to have it before the major gift-giving season. But keep an eye on this one, okay? But I think it's worth it because what they've done is they've introduced an inexpensive USB-powered anti-fog Velcro belt that wraps around the exterior of a lens to keep it warm, therefore preventing it from fogging up when the temperature dips. Now, obviously, if you're into night photography, this is going to be a blessing. And it looks very cool. It's red, and it looks very nice on the camera. It's just a little belt that fits on there very easily, and it's powered via USB, so it's very easy for you to power it. It actually doesn't take that much juice. And it also doesn't take up that much room in the camera bag. So if you know someone that really enjoys night photography, this might be something worth getting. And also, if it's not available right this very moment, I think it'd still be worth getting and then just giving it to them the minute that it comes in. Anyway, keep an eye on this one. And that's the Hiata Anti-Fog Belt / Lens Heater for $20. Now, this next item on the list, I have been testing for almost 2 years now, and I just love these. This is the ThinkTank TT737 Photo Lens Case Dual for DSLR/mirror lenses. Alrighty. Now, these ThinkTank lens cases come in a lot of different sizes. And the reason why I like them so much, other than they're really well made. The one that I just listed for you is a $21 lens case. They're really well made, and they even had little pockets, you know, on the outside and all that kind of stuff. But they open from both the top and the side. So no matter how you have these positioned in your bag, you can get to your lenses. Now, most of the time, I stick them in, you know, so that they're just standing up. And then I use the top opening to pull the lens out. And one of the tricks that I do with these is sometimes I'll get a little taller of these lens cases and I'll put two primes in there, put them in there bottom to bottom, right? You know, rear lens cap to rear lens cap. And then you can get two of them in just one of these cases. But I put them in all of my camera bags. They're really, honestly, these days, the only lens case that I ever want to use. Now, I do have some legacy lens cases hanging around here. And if I have to pack a lot of gear for a commercial shoot, I will use those. But most of the time when I'm just using my stuff, I have four of these ThinkTank Lens Duo, and that's D-U-O, lens cases. And they're the ones that I always reach for. They just feel good. And by the way, I have been using these, as I said, for a couple years now, and they look just as good today as they did the day that I bought them. Very cool. And you can get them for between $20 and $40, depending on, you know, what size you go for. The sizes that I use basically run $20 to $30. Fantastic gift. Photographers always need quality lens cases, and this is one that I think will turn the head of any photographer that you give it to. Okay, the third item, the Moment iPhone multi-threaded cheese plate mount with MagSafe. Now, I have talked about this accessory before, and then I got to test it extensively while I was at the Oregon coast, and I just loved it. I just loved it. What is it? Well, if you have an iPhone 12 or an iPhone 13, then you have that MagSafe adapter on the back. In other words, you can put all sorts of cool accessories via that MagSafe ring on the back. And there have been lots of things, you know, chargers and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But what this is a multi-threaded, and they call it cheese plate because of how the threads are arranged, that have tripod threads in the two sizes that we commonly use. You know, the smaller tripod thread and the larger one, 3/8 inch and the 1/4 inch. And not only do you have one of them, but you have multiple thread adapters on the back. Now, at first I was thinking, well, why do I really need multiple adapters? Well, what I found out is that, for instance, sometimes I wanted to use the threads on the far right or the far left, depending on how I was mounting my iPhone on what device. You know, sometimes that gave me a little bit more clearance around the lens. And the way that I was using this adapter was, and I'm going to talk about one of these here in a minute, but I was using it on my monopod, which is a walking stick, a trekking pole. And so I would just have a little ball head on the top of my trekking pole. I put this adapter on there, and then whenever I wanted to shoot, bam, just snap my iPhone 12 onto there and just start shooting. And I use this thing in all sorts of situations when I was on the Oregon coast, because one of my favorite tricks with the iPhone when I'm around water is to shoot in live mode, right? Live photo mode. And then you can convert that image to a long exposure. And what it really does, if you've ever done this, and if you haven't done this, you need to do it, is that it actually shoots, the iPhone actually shoots a little movie when you're taking a still photo. Now, it only shows you the still photo, but there's actually a little movie there. So when you convert it to long exposure, it basically converts that little movie into, you know, a nice flowing water kind of scene if you're shooting water or whatever. Well, the more steady you hold the phone when you shoot a live photo, the better the image turns out. Now, they're very smart when they design the phone, so you can hand hold it, no problem, and it'll work great. But I discovered is that if I use it on a monopod and do this, they turn out even better. So we were around all sorts of running water when we were up at the Oregon coast, so I used this Moment iPhone adapter on my trekking pole. And when we were around water, whatever, and I wanted to do a long exposure, I just pull my iPhone out of my jacket pocket, because it was raining most of the time, pull it out of my jacket pocket, just snap it right on there. You don't have to do any threading or anything. You've already done that. It just snaps right on magnet-wise, shoot the live photo, and then pull the phone off and put it back in my pocket. It was fantastic. It worked so well. I was already in love with this adapter, and I just fell deeper in love with it on this trip. So anyway, so it's called the Moment iPhone multi-threaded cheese plate mount adapter with MagSafe. It's $30 right now via the link that I put in the show notes, which is to B&H, which has it on sale for $30. And I think it is just so cool. And so the way that it works is that you can even have your, if you have a MagSafe compatible case on your phone, you don't even have to take the case off and it still snaps on, and it snaps on very tightly. I mean, it's really a good, secure feeling. And then on the other side is this cheese plate with 5 threaded female connections. You get 2 standard 3/8 and 3 standard 1/4 inch. And this provides, as they say, increased freedom in mount positioning and in the types of tripods and mounts that you can attach your phone to, which, as I said, I didn't really think about that much until I was out in the field and I go, oh, you know, if I use the one on the far right here, then I can use the wide angle lens on my iPhone and the tripod mount doesn't get in the way, all that kind of stuff. One of my favorite accessories for the iPhone of all time. I totally love this. And I think anyone that you know that is serious about iPhone photography would absolutely love this as well. Okay, the fourth item. The FRDM Vigor Lightweight Liner Gloves Touch Screen Hiking, Running, Fishing Photography Outdoor Activities for Men and Women. And these are $30. So what's really nice about these have touch screen compatible e-tips and then convertible slip through instant index finger and thumb access that allow you to text, to operate the controls on your camera, to use your iPad mini if you want in the field, to do whatever you want, but still have the comfort of gloves while you're doing it. Because as we know, and we all know this well that have worked in cold weather, you have two ways that you can go, generally speaking, with gloves. You can have full gloves, which are very nice and help keep your hands warm when you're working out in the cold. But then if you want to look something up on your phone or if you want to use the touchscreen on your camera, well, then they don't work unless they have, you know, touchscreen compatible e-tips, as they call them. Or you can go with open fingertips gloves, which are nice. You know, they're like the half gloves that will cover the knuckles and then the rest of your hand. But in really cold weather, that leaves your fingertips exposed. So then you can operate all your devices. However, it might not be as comfortable as you want. So these gloves aim to solve that problem by still providing you with complete coverage of your hands to help keep them as comfortable as possible. But then you have a couple options for operating your device, either using the touchscreen compatible e-tips, you know, which is a special little kind of sort of emulates skin kind of thing on the outside. Or for 2 of the fingertips, you can just pull, it's like a little cap, you just pull the cap back and your fingers would be exposed for those moments when you want to operate your devices with your actual fingertips. And then when you're done doing that, you can just pull those caps back up and you don't have to take off the gloves in order to do this. So it just saves you a lot of time and hassle. And as we all know, when you work in cold weather, that these little things can really drive you crazy if you don't have things like this. So you think, God, I'm going to go with the full gloves. So you put the full gloves on. You think that's a great idea until you're working in the field. And then they're just driving you crazy as you pull them on and take them off and pull them on and take them off. And then the half gloves work pretty well, except when it's really cold. Ah, forget it. Take a look at these. They're $30 and they're really nice and they're great out in the field. The Peak Design Travel Packing Cube, and this is the medium one, for $36. Now, I'm already a huge fan of packing cubes. I know I've talked about them on the show. When I use packing cubes in my suitcase or in my backpack or whatever I happen to be doing, I operate more efficiently and my stuff is more organized. And I particularly like packing cubes for socks and underwear and stuff like that. But I also like them for t-shirts and things like that. I just feel like I get more stuff in a smaller space because the packing cube sort of compresses them. So I have a number of different packing cubes. And then Peak Design just came out this year with their own packing cubes. And they look so cool. It's like the Rolls Royce of packing cubes, but yet you can afford them. The medium one holds a lot of stuff, and it's $36. And you really need to go into the show notes and take a look at the picture of this thing, because they are so nice. So if you're already a packing cube fan, then you're really going to appreciate how nice these Peak Design packing cubes are. And if you haven't turned anyone on to packing cubes, you know, your best photographer, friend, or traveler, or whomever, then you're going to do them a real solid, not only introducing them to packing cubes in general, but then, you know, giving them this really nice packing cube, or a couple of them if you can afford them, and just, you'll change their travel life. I promise you, you'll change their travel life. So again, it's the Peak Design Travel Packing Cube, $36. Packing cubes on steroids. There is no way to go wrong with this one. Number six, the Cascade Mountain Tech Trekking Pole. I actually talked about this for a little bit when I was talking about preparing for inclement weather. These are $39 for single, or you can get a set of them. The Cascade Mountain Carbon Fiber Monopod is the perfect tool for amateur or professional photographers who seek adventure in the great outdoors. The carbon fiber shaft is lightweight and durable, making it easy to pack without dragging you down. Now, what's cool about this, not only is it a nice trekking pole, which again, I was using extensively in Oregon because, like, for instance, when we were hiking up Sweet Creek, it's wet. Everything is wet. Sometimes you're on rocks. Sometimes you're on, you know, all these different surfaces. Sometimes there are leaves, wet leaves on top of rocks and all that. And just having a trekking pole with you as you hike along on these, you know, crazy surfaces really helps you keep your balance, really just helps you just move along and increases your confidence on the hike, just makes you feel better. And at the same time, you can use it as a monopod. And in my case, I was using it as a monopod with the iPhone 12 for shooting long exposures and stuff like that. So the whole thing just really starts to work together. It doesn't weigh anything at all, relatively speaking, to your other gear. The trekking pole's light. The tripod adapter for your phone is light. And of course, you can put your mirrorless camera on top of these trekking poles as well, and they work just fantastic. And the price is really nice. So again, if you know someone who is an outdoor photographer who enjoys nice day hikes and a little photography with it, and sometimes is on rough surfaces or whatever, a trekking pole is a great gift. And then you get the frosting on the great gift, which is that the top, you know, you can mount either your camera directly on it, on the top of the trekking pole, or you can use one of the accessory mounts that come with the trekking poles. And I have a picture of this in the show notes, so you can see the different accessories. Then they're just going to go, wow, you really do understand me, don't you? So again, that's the Cascade Mountain Tech Trekking Pole. It's a carbon fiber monopod or walking stick, and it has a mount available on the top of the pole that you can use for your photography. $39. So cool. The last suggestion I have on this list, I think, is kind of neat, especially this day and age, which is if you do have a photography store in your area that you want to support, I guarantee you they do gift certificates. And what's really nice about this is that you can help support that local business and at the same time give a very nice gift to someone that you care about and allow that person, that photographer, to use that gift certificate towards something they want. And if it's a smaller accessory that they need, then that gift certificate might cover the whole cost. And if it's something they, you know, really want, but it was just a little out of their price range, let's say it was a $100 gift, and you give them a $40 or $50 gift certificate, and then suddenly that thing that was a little out of reach before now is only half the price, and then they can get it. So I just feel like that this is a win-win situation. You know, a lot of times we talk about ordering online, you know, from here or from there. You know, the folks that I work with, I work with B&H, I work with Amazon, and that's great. You know, we all use them. But that doesn't mean we have to use them every time, especially if we have a local retailer that is this right there a few blocks away from us. Why not give them the business? And, you know, one of the things that I have seen, and we have two local retailers here in Santa Rosa area that I like a lot, is that the prices aren't that much different. And now that online purchases have to charge sales tax, right, then that evens that playing field as well. That playing field's much more level now with local retailers and online retailers. So I just want to advocate also for if you do have a retailer who's local, who offers gift certificates, and I promise you they do, then that is a very nice way to go as well. It's win for everyone involved. So those are my seven suggestions for $40 or less, and I'll just review them one more time. The Haida Anti-Fog Belt Lens Heater, the Think Tank Photo Lens Case Dual, the Moment iPhone Multi-Threaded Cheese Plate Mount with MagSafe, the FRDM Vigor Lightweight Liner Gloves that are touchscreen compatible, Peak Design Travel Packing Cube, Cascade Mountain Tech Trekking Pole with Camera Mount on top, and then gift certificate from your local camera shop or retailer. Those seven things are great gift ideas. I hope one of them resonates with you, and I hope that you can bring a smile to the favorite photographer in your life. And one last thing, remember this year to order a little earlier than you normally do. Supply chain's a little wonky right now, and if you order early, chances are still decent that you have the gift in time to give to your favorite photographer. PhotoMagic 06 makes pro slideshows a snap. And you can read this entire article on The Digital Story. I just published it not too long ago. And Boink Software has released PhotoMagic 06, and that's the latest version of their top-drawer slideshow authoring software. The bundle includes applications for both the Mac and the iPad, plus tons of extras, including templates and royalty-free music tracks. So some of the things that you'll see in this latest version, image effects, which are really nice, and they have a number of them, which allow you to easily color correct or convert to monochrome or add a special effect to any of the frames or multiple frames in your slideshow. And they also have text effects as well. So if you have text in your slideshow, titles and things like that, you can add enhancements to those words too. Plus you have iPad integration via iCloud, so you can start working on your slideshow on your Mac and then pick it up on your iPad right where you left off, continue working on it, and then go back to your Mac later on and finish it off. It's the same file that works equally well on both devices. So this will give you a lot of flexibility. And this is especially handy for people who enjoy doing photography on their iPads. They have lots of new templates and they provide music tracks with them as well. And the royalty-free music that you can download for free for PhotoMagic 06, I'll tell you, one of the nice things they do is they have these little music slideshow presets so that, you know, you have a number of slides and then you have the music. It's all kind of bundled up and ready to go. All you have to do is drop in the pictures and everything just turns out perfectly. The timing is perfect. The music ends with the last picture, all that stuff. It takes so much hassle out of creating slideshows with music. And they have a number of these to choose from, you know, some with a lot of slides, some with fewer slides, and music to go with all of them and a wide variety. So you get all of this, or all of this is available to you through the Boink's, you know, download site, which is available right there within PhotoMagico. So you're in PhotoMagico, you can access and download all the templates and the music tracks, all that stuff, anything that you need is available. And they also have, I will tell you, a lot of really nice training videos and demos and stuff like that. So it's a full featured, you know, learning environment with the tools that you need. But all of that is fantastic, but none of it is my absolute favorite thing. My absolute favorite thing in this latest version is Map Assist. And this is great for travel photography because it allows you to create, you know, they have the maps already, and it allows you to create what section of the world that you want to cover. And then you can plot the points in this section, let's say the points of your vacation, right, that the pictures are going to be showing off. And then it will animate the journey from point to point. And this can be incorporated into your slideshow. And it just adds this really wonderful professional touch. You know, it's already really easy to do transitions and titles and, you know, all that stuff that we want, add music. But then using Map Assist to be able to document your journey, wow, that's really going to impress folks. So that is also part of Photomagical. And if you go to the article that I published on Digital Story, I actually have a little mini tutorial on how Map Assist work. So you can download a free trial of Photomagical from their website and try out all these things. If you like it, if you decide that you want to purchase it, you can get a subscription for $7.99 a month or for $79.99 for the year. For creating professional presentations for publishing online or in person, this is not only the most powerful, but probably the easiest way to go. Photomagical 6, available now. How many camera bags does a photographer need? This is a fun little piece that aims to be serious, actually. And you can read the entire article on F-Stoppers. I have the link in the show notes. I'm going to read you a little bit of it, and then I'm going to let you wander off into it on your own. Every photographer needs a camera bag, preferably one that not only protects the equipment, but also is comfortable to use. It has to carry at least a camera and a couple of lenses along with necessary accessories. Unfortunately, there is not one camera bag perfect for every situation. Boy, don't we know that, right? So then he goes into, you know, camera bags come in all shapes and sizes. And then he says, okay, so here are the different types of camera bags, and he tries to match them with the situation. So he talks about shoulder bags, talks about backpacks, talks about sling bags, talks about modular systems, and all that stuff. And then he finishes up the piece with going, first of all, don't go cheap on a camera bag. Remember, it will carry the expensive equipment you own. It has to protect your camera and lenses while transporting it during travels. The material has to be strong enough and durable. It doesn't mean that a cheap bag is a bad bag. Just be careful when choosing one, and don't get fooled when a perfect bag for everything is presented. It doesn't exist. And his final line is, so how many camera bags does a photographer need? I think most photographers need at least two bags, one backpack and one shoulder bag. What do you think? Well, I got a few more than that. That's what I think. Anyway, kind of a fun piece, something to think about, and I have the link in the show notes. All right, let's do a little virtual camera club news. First of all, I want to give a big thank you to our Inner Circle members. And they're helping me right now work out our workshop season for 2022. I put the question to them on our Patreon site, and they have provided me with so much good feedback, and I'm sifting through that now. As you know, I'm working on the 2022 workshop season that I hope to present to you very soon in early December. And our Patreon members, our Inner Circle members, have been very helpful in this process. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Go over there and take a look, see what you think. And if you like it, please support us. It's easy to do. And I want to welcome our latest Inner Circle members. We have a couple new members signed up last week. Welcome aboard. We are so happy to have you here. And a big thanks to all of our Inner Circle members. And finally, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Red River Paper. the printing gurus, inkjet printing gurus. These are the folks that I go to not only for my supplies, not only for all the different types of paper, all the different surfaces, different sizes, and then different quantity of boxes, right? I mean, some paper that you know you're going to use all the time, you want to get a big box of it, at least 50 sheets or 100 sheets or something like that. Something that you're just kind of experimenting with, or maybe you're just going to use every now and then, maybe you only want 25 sheets. So not only does Red River Paper have all the different surfaces, right, and all the different sizes, including roll paper, but they also have different quantities too. So you can get exactly what you want in all areas. You know, when you do paper and paper is your thing, then you probably get pretty good at it. And that's where they are right now. They are very good at this inkjet paper thing, right? And of course, their site has all sorts of other stuff, lots of tutorials, lots of reviews, different things, envelopes, ink, and all that good stuff. It is one-stop shopping. And remember, this is a great time to be stocking up right now. Do not delay, because if you're going to share some of your work as gifts this holiday season, you want to get that paper in hand as quickly as possible and be ready. Then you can grab that fine art greeting card or that very nice print that you made and make someone very happy with your work, not only that you photographed, not only that you edited, but that you printed as well. They also have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. And a big thanks to them for sponsoring this show. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. For those of you who live in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving. For the rest of you, happy Thursday. I'll see you all next week. Until then, have a great week. Stay safe. Be creative. Bye-bye now.